Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Sharp's Havoc by Bernard Cornwell, narrated by Patrick Tull. This book is copyrighted 2003 by Bernard Cornwell. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. A few years after his heroic exploits at the Battle of Trafalgar, Sharp is back once more in Portugal, searching for the missing daughter of an English wine merchant. At the same time, he has to contend with the brutal armies of Napoleon amid the carnage and disaster that befalls the city of Oporto as it slips into enemy hands. And now, Sharp's Havoc.
Chapter 1. Miss Savage was missing, and the French were coming. The approach of the French was the more urgent crisis. The splintering noise of sustained musket fire was sounding just outside the city, and in the last 10 minutes five or six cannonballs had battered through the roofs of the houses high on the river's northern bank. The Savage house was a few yards down the slope, and for the moment was protected from errant French cannon fire, but already the warm spring air hummed with spent musket balls that sometimes struck the thick roof tiles with a loud crack, or else whipped through the dark glossy pines to shower needles over the garden. It was a large house, built of white-painted stone, and with dark green shutters closed over the windows. The front porch was crowned with a wooden board, on which were gilded letters spelling out the name House Beautiful in English. It seemed an odd name for a building high on the steep hillside where the city of Oporto overlooked the River Douro in northern...